in Kedushas Tefillin. So where there's an additional Sofas Kedusha on the Gavra, because of the Kedushas Hashem, and that's manifested by the Chiyuv of Lamashmesh B'Tefillov, which is an additional feature of the Kiyum of the Kiyum of in the Gavra of Tefillin. So again, the bright bracha is Lishma Chukov. That's what Taisa says. The Lishma Chukov, there's two things in Tefillin. There's the bracha on the Maisei Hanachas Tefillin, and then there's the bracha that's tied to the Kiyum of the Kedushas Tefillin in the Gavra. Wherever the Kedushas Tefillin in the Gavra comes into realization, the bracha of Lishma Chukov is brought into play. So therefore, Tosfos says that it's the same thing as when you remove the tefillin. Why do you make the bracha Lishma Chukov when you remove the tefillin? Because now the removal reflects, brings into play the Kedusha and the Gavra, the Kiyum Kedusha and the Gavra of tefillin. So then the bracha is Lishma Chukov. So the same bracha is appropriate where the tefillin, the Kiyum Kedusha Hashem, in tefillin is a special kiyum in the Gavra, and that's why when he's memashmesh b'en, Taisa says the bracha is Lishma Chukov. That's the appropriate bracha, Lishma Chukov. Okay. Yeah, you're right, that's right. Kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yor mimekam. That's arrived from the pasuk that there's a kiyum of Kedushas Hashem in the Gavra, separate kiyum. Tefillin bring about a separate kiyum of Kedushas Hashem Havaya in the Gavra. And it makes sense. It makes sense that way. Because, I mean, philosophically, it's not just in terms of, I mean, Tamei HaMitzvah manifests there. Because what's the whole purpose of Tefillin? The whole purpose of Tefillin is that the Gavra should be tied to Yedias Hashem. And what's the ultimate Yedias Hashem? Is Shem Havaya. So that's why the Shem Havaya and Tefillin have a special value. Because that's the whole Yedias Hashem. I mean, you can't bypass the Shem Havaya and Tefillin, because that's the whole institution of Tefillin. So the whole Kiyum of Tefillin, the Maisa Mitzvah of Tefillin, is the Kiyum and the Gavra of Yedias Hashem. So Yedias Hashem is Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya, that's Yedias Hashem. So all the Shemos and Tefillin are actualized by the Gavra, because of the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem. So in tefillin, you can't just have the shame simply as a component of the parsha, as a chefzah shel mitzvah tefillin. That's true, it is that way, but that's not all, because that chefzah is tied to Vayad Var Ma'ila, which means the idea of Yedias Hashem, pursuit of knowledge of Yedias Hashem. And Chochmas Hashem. So the Shem Hashem in the Tefillin is the very element of Yedias Hashem. That's the Shem Havaya. That's the highest level of Yedias Hashem. So that is activated in Tefillin. That has a specific value in Tefillin, and therefore the Chiyuv of Tefillin Lamashmesh is a natural component of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is structured on two levels. One level is the basic chefzah shel mitzvah, but the basic chefzah shel mitzvah raises the individual to a different plane, and in that plane, the Yedias Hashem is a component of the mitzvah, of Kiyum HaMitzvah, and the Shem Hashem in the tefillin is a vehicle of that, represents a vehicle of that Yedias Hashem. So tefillin is really a double mitzvah. There's the Maisa mitzvah of tefillin, and then there's a kiyum of Kedushas Hashem in the Chefetz Shel Tefillin. That's what Tosfos is saying. That's the Rambam and Tosfos. That's basically the basic halacha. So. No, now, Aaron's saying, why you don't make both brachas simultaneously? Lishma Chukov. The answer is because when you're putting them on, it's just the Mitzvah Hanachas Tefillin. But then that doesn't manifest the second concept in Tefillin, that there's a special Kedushas Hashem that's actualized in Tefillin. That the Shemos in Tefillin have a special significance, special Kedusha. And that Kedusha is an expression and component of the Mitzvah Tefillin. So there's the Maisa Mitzvah Tefillin, and then once you have the Maisa Mitzvah Tefillin, the Maisa Mitzvah gives expression, so to speak, to the Kedushas Hashemos that are in the Tefillin. It's a unique kind of a structure in a mitzvah. You have You have the Maisa HaMitzvah of the Chefza Shel Tefillin, which is consists of Parshias, and it creates a Chefza Shel Tefillin, and the Gavra is involved in this Maisa. But once the Maisa takes place, now there's an expression to the Chefza of the Shemos in the Tefillin gain expression, and Kedusha, they're actualized, the Kedusha Hashem is actualized, and now the Gavra's confronted with a different chiyuv, which is to be mamashmesh in the Tefillin because of the Kedusha Hashem. So it's an interesting mitzvah. It starts off as a Maisa mitzvah, but the Maisa mitzvah, once accomplished, is not dormant, but it generates a Kedusha Hashem. It generates a Kedusha Hashem. And the Kedusha Hashem is Machayev the Gavra Lamashmesh. Okay. Now, what Avi Patni is saying is that if a person puts on film on Shabbos Lanoi, or like what we do all night, but on Shabbos puts on Lanoi, there's no Chayev Lamashmesh Ban. There's no Chayev Lamashmesh Ban. Because the Chiyuv Lamashmesh is only generated through the Kiyum Mitzvah, through the Kiyum Mitzvah of Tefillin. The Kiyum Mitzvah of Tefillin creates a new phenomenon of a Kedushas Hashem, through the Shemos that are Nechtovim in the Tefillin. It's an interesting thing, Alright, so now Henoch's asking, the question, so what was Taisus Havamina to say, L'haniach? But Taisus just entertains it, so it's kind of like he entertains the possibility, but he drops it. But he does entertain the possibility. Yes. In other words, it's like a two-leveled mitzvah, two-tiered mitzvah. First, you have the Maisa mitzvah, and then when you have the Maisa mitzvah, so now a new Kedushas Hashem is generated, and a new Chiyuv L'mashmesh Ban. But apparently, Taisus held, and he didn't really ultimately hold that way, but apparently he held that since the objective of Tefillin is really a Dias Hashem, so that second level is really the objective of the whole Tefillin. So Taisus held that maybe you could make a new L'haniach Tefillin, because that is the objective of the whole Hanachas Tefillin, that the Hanachas Tefillin now reaches a whole new level of Kiyum. So Taisvis was wondering if the new level of Kiyum can generate a whole new Hanacha, because it's a new level of Kiyum. So the new level of Kiyum could generate a whole new Bracha of Lanech. So Taisvis was not Mestavar, because Mestavar is that you don't multiply the Maisa Mitzvah because it's a new Kiyum, but because it's Menachem Omdin, I can say L'aniach. So Taisus rejects that possibility. He says the bracha would be simply Lishma Chukov. But that's why Taisus sort of like mentions it, but he rejects that idea. He entertains the possibility, say that it's a whole new L'aniach, because that's the objective of Tefillin, but in the end result, he doesn't like that idea. Because in fact, it is Menachem Omdin, and there's an additional Kiyum, and the Kiyum's in the Gavra, so it should be Lishma Chukov. That's Taisus' question. Okay. In other words, the reason why Lishma Chukov, when you take it off, is because the concept of the Kiyum and the Gavra is realized by taking it off. Because that's what he said. So you say Shevach. Say Shevach on that. That Lishma Chukov, that I keep his Chukov, and now I have to be deprived of Tefillin, so I'm Shema Chukov. So. Yeah, the Taisus is in the end of Ketz Mavachim, Mendel Rambez. Okay, V'levnei Ma'arava. Okay. See, Lishma Chukov is an appropriate problem. Because Lishma Chukov means the Chukim means those things that exist, the existences. See, not necessarily where it's a, it's not on the Maisa Mitzvah, it's on the existences that he created. You see? In other words, the chukah, Lishma Chukov means that God took ideas and he gave them representation in mitzvahs. And that's really chukim. I mean, that's why is tefillin a chok? Tefillin is a chok because, not because it has no tam, I mean, the tam is manifest. But that's what God did, was he took this idea and he gave it a tzur, he incorporated it into a tzur, a mitzvah. So, and that's chukav. So you're discussing the entity. The entity. So to be in line with his entities, that's lishma chukav. To be in line with his entities. That the bracha is a very precise bracha. That's the concept. Because chukav means what? A bracha. Bracha is on the maisel, on ich, on the maisel mitzvah. But this is on the phenomenon of the mitzvah. On the phenomenon of the mitzvah. That the phenomenon is the ideas that have been incorporated in a specific tzur. But like I said, I mean, you see from the tefillin, I mean, the tamei mitzvah are muchach. I mean, it's muchach that the halacha follows the whole idea of the tefillin. I mean, which is the highest level of kedusha. And that's why a person has to. That's why maker at dinner, a person has to wear tefillin all the time. We don't do it right. I mean, we're not zocher to do it. But in terms of the ideal, that's really why a person has to always be wearing tefillin. Because that's the essence of man, is Yedias Hashem. You can't say that a person has a vacation from Yedias Hashem. There's no such thing, so he has to wait for him all the time. Yeah, that's very good. Where's the end of... No, that's right. Howie mentions the last Rambam. V'chol ha'rogel b'tfilin ma'arach yomim, shenema Hashem aleihem yichyo. Ovel asiyasin is only a bracha on ma'isa ha'mitzvah. That's where you have the din of ovel asiyasin. But a bracha on the phenomenon incorporated in the mitzvah, there's no din of avolas yasa. Okay, so v'chol shashem mashmesh b'en is lishma chukav. It doesn't say he has to say lishma chukav first and then be mashmesh. He's mashmesh, but he can make the bracha. But he can make before too. It has to be related to it. But there's no halacha of avolas yasa by avolas yasa only on ma'isam, on a bracha that's on the ma'isam mitzvah. We're just thinking a lot about that one. Okay. All right. The truth of the matter is, I mean, this mitzvah of Lamashmesh Bohen and Tefillin, if you're not Makai in the mitzvah, really, I mean, it lacks in an understanding of Tefillin. You know what I mean? It lacks in an understanding of Kedushas Tefillin and the ideas of Tefillin. It's not just that you're not doing an act. I mean, it's more than that. I mean, but you have to, the chi of lamashmesh bohen is really the underlying concept of what tefillin is. I mean, what tefillin is. Okay. You see, we're far removed from the correct ideas of mitzvahs. Far removed. Far removed. Okay. It's unfortunate. Okay. Right, I just wanted to mention one more thing. On the Drabbanans that we spoke about yesterday, I just wanted to mention one, that we said that the Drabbanans are because of Mitzvah Shema Devei Chachamim. But I want to clarify something. The Drabbanan is Mitzvah Shema Devei Chachamim, but you can ask me a question on that. So what do you mean? It's just Mitzvah Shema Devei Chachamim? How come this Mitzvah Shema Devei Chachamim? And you see the Rambam classifies Yesh b'em mitzvah sachas hu midivrei sofrim, right? The Ram classifies the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs drabbanan, and he classifies them in his koseris. So apparently there's something more than just saying mitzvah l'shmo divrei chacham. There's a cheftza shel mitzvah. There's a cheftza shel mitzvah in a drabbanan. So where does that come into the picture? You know what I mean? I'm not asking a question. I'm just saying, where does that come into the picture? But the answer to that is in the Rambam himself. In the Rambam himself, in his Hakdama, where he says, all right, I'll tell you what, I'll leave you with this. Take a look at his Hakdama. Elu, and define what he's saying. I will take it up tomorrow. It's kol elu in minyan mitzvahs al seida hilchos Rambam zatzal. Okay, so in the end of the minyan mitzvahs, Le Rambam Zatzal, it has Elohim Tayag Mitzvahs. Before he starts breaking up his Svarim. Elohim Tayag Mitzvahs Shem Elohim Moshe B'Sinai. The Kol Sam Prasen Dib Tekan. Okay, right over there. Kol Elohim Mitzvahs Shem Ischachu Chayav Monogah. Just read through the Rambam and we'll take up that question tomorrow, okay? Then I think what we'll do is, maybe we'll do the, we did an area on Yom Tov. If you want to do it, it's up to you. Either we can go into a new area in Sukkot, which is Mishashlin, or else we did on Yom Tov, we took up the area of Bal Koreh. So if you want to do that, you'll decide. Let me know tomorrow morning. The Sugya of Bal Koreh is in Rosh Hashanah. It's a Tosfos on Daf, a very astounding Tosfos on Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Tosfos. Yeah, by the way, there is one kasha on Rashi, if we're learning Rashi properly, that Rashi doesn't learn like the Ritva before, that Lulav is different. And in Lulav, because it's Zecha L'Migdash, it's different. There's one kasha you can ask from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says later, in the Vavim and Aleph, the Gemara says that the Af Rav Sovar Kol Shiva Mitzvahs Lulav. According to us, it wouldn't be a riot from Ner Chanukah to Lulav. The Gemara seems to say that from Ner Chanukah you'd know Lulav. But we're saying, according to Rashi, I mean, if you remember what we said before, it would come out that wouldn't be a riot. That's a kasha. I'm not going to try to answer the question. I'm just mentioning kasha. Okay? It's a kasha. It's a kasha on Rashi, but I don't think it's an unanswerable kasha. Because there's a lot of Gemaras that you have to know the framework of the Gemara. At that point, but it's a kasha. I'm just saying it's just mentioning. Okay, who's that, Jeff? Okay, in the sugya, actually, there's two things. When you're in the sugya, the best thing is the two things in the sugya. That one thing I want to do the Rambam, but the Rambam is the only thing I want to mention. If you look at the Lashon Rambam. With regard to the Rabbanas, but I don't think it finishes the area. I think the area requires its own analysis. But the Rambam, I just wanted to mention, we'll come back to this other point. I just wanted to mention the Rambam, what Rambam explains, that Rambam mentioned to you yesterday when we finished the shiur. So the Rambam says that V'yesh mitzvah sacher shenischatshu acha matan Torah V'kavosam nevim v'chachomam u'poshtu v'chol Yisrael. And he gives examples. Then he says, "V'yesh v'lochom mitzvah mitzvah me'elu pirushin v'digdukin." He says, "Kol elo mitzvahs." I mean, you see, he's dealing with this point. I mean, if it's just mitzvah l'shmor divrei chachamim, so it is something that deserves analysis, deserves recognition. As to, in spite of that, but they can create a chefetz shel mitzvah, and the Rambam adds with pirushin and with digdukin. I mean, just like a mitzvah midaraisa, It sounds like they could create entities just like the raisa. But the Rambam says kol elo mitzvah shenischatshu chayav me'el anu lekablam ulishomro shenema losos min adova. The Einon Tosfos on Mitzvah Satara. Why not? Va'al ma hizira Torah lo sosvo lo sigra mimeno. Shelo yei navi rasho el chadesh dova v'lo ma shakadosh baruch hu tzivo b'mitzvah zu lo sifo le mitzvah satara. O lechasa achas me'elu ashesh me'o si shlosh esre mitzvahs. Aval im osifu bezdin im navi sheyiye b'osa zman. It's funny, he says in navi, I mean, Chanukah is not navi. But Bo says, man mitzvah derech takana o derech horo'o o derech gizera ein zu tosfos. Sha'arei lo omru sha'kadosh baruch hu tziva lasos erev o likros megillah bonasa. V'ilu omru kein o yumosifin ala tera. Alakach omru. Alakach on omru. Sha'navim in bezin tiknum v'tzivu likros o megillah bonasa kidei lahaskir shvachav shal ha'kadosh baruch hu. V'tshuos sha'osolono. V'yakarv l'shavaseinu kidei levorcho lahallo. Ukdel dil daris aboyim shemes mashif tachtona b'torah. Val derech zui kol mitzvah shehimi divrei sofrim bein asei o bein lo asasa. So what is Rambam saying? What is his answer? Funny thing, I mean, He could have stopped. You'd see. You'd think he would stop right after he says Shirei LaOmer Shekadosh Baruch Hu Tzivolasos. That's it. All right. So as long as you don't say Shmipi Agvori, you're okay. But the Rambam doesn't stop there. He goes on and he says because they're saying that it's he gives reason for the thing, and in specific in Megillah, he says because this is all Kedei LaHaskir Shvacha. And this is all that he was carved l'shavaseinu, all kedei levarcho l'hallo, kedei l'odil l'doros haboyim. I mean, she'emes ma'ashif tachtona b'tara. It keeps on going. He doesn't just say. So apparently, what is he saying? So apparently, he's saying that even if they would say it's not mipi agvura, it's mipi atzmenu, that wouldn't be good. Because then they would be saying that they can create halachic entities just like the deraisa. But everything that they do has to have its existence based on something in the deraisa. It can't have independent existence. Cannot have independent existence. Its existence always hinges on the deraisa. So they can't be mosif in any way. They can't be mosif in any way. Of course, if they say mipi agvura, that's absolutely a violation. But then he gives you, so if it's not mipi agvura, so what is it? So the answer is that it is all an enhancement of the deraisa. So the nature, the essential existence of the mitzvah does not have its own independent source of existence. That's what the Rambam is saying. Does not have its own independent source of existence. So what if they would say that? What if they would say that it has its own independent existence, but we created it because of Lo Sosur, but it's not Mipi Agvura? What would that be? What? Be Balthasar. Because then they'd be saying that, then they would be saying that's Mipi Agvura. Mipi Agvura gave us a right to create new entities. But we can't create new entities. That's what Ram's saying. That you cannot say that this is endorsed Mipi Agvura as an independent entity. It can only be it can only have a dependent existence on the derisa. That's what Ram's saying. Can't have its own existence. That's what the Rambam really means. Where's the Rambam elaborates that in the Yad? Where's that by Bas Bachalov? Right? Yeah, and Of Minatar, if they say it's the Raisa, it'll be, well, that's what I mean. If they say that it has independent existence, so then that we can create independent entities, then it'll be Valtasim. But if they, it must always be, and that's his lashon in the beginning, that he says that they are misakein. He says derech takana o derech hora'a o derech gzera. So it means that the whole derech of the thing is in the framework of an enhancement, but it does not have independent existence. Doesn't have an independent existence. That's right. What? It's an implementation of a derisa. Implementation of a derisa. And he had a Ram, same thing Ram and Mamrin. Perik Beis. He Perik Beis Alachates. The im yesar basar of the yomashu bechlal agdi vu osim in a Torah reza mosif. Okay. So he says, Aval im omar basar of mutter min a Torah. V'onu ne'esor oso v'nodiyah la'om shehu gzera shelo yovo min adov ha'chova v'yomru ha'of muter v'neshtel nesparash kach ha'chayim muterash v'reil nesparash v'yovo ha'chalom ha'af b'sar b'hema muterash. That's exactly what he means. Chutz min ha'ez v'yovo ha'chalom ha'af b'sar ha'ez yovo ha'chalom ha'ez v'fichoch ne'esor kol b'sar b'cholav afilu b'sar ha'of ein zem mosif ala osis yog v'tar v'chenkel yaz v'zeh. It means that the nature of its existence is always the character of Siyog and the character of Gzera and the character of Takana always has to exist implicit in the very structure of the mitzvah.
What?
That means, yeah, at the time when they make the gzera, they have to formulate it that way. It has to be formulated that way. Okay. Yeah, the area, I mean, we're not exhausting the area. The area really requires a lot more. But I'm just mentioning this because of the machlokes that we have. If you make a bracha on drabbanans, because drabbanans don't exist as independent entities. That's what we said. So that you see the Rambam says that. So since it doesn't exist as an independent halachic structure, so therefore there's no bracha. There's no bracha. That's the machlekes. I mean, that's according to the Mandal Maholz, there's no bracha. But that's why it's a machlekes. That's why it's a machlekes. Okay. All right. There's something else here. I mean, if you want to, what we could do is, there's a rush. Well, there's two things. Let me do something very quick. This is the first thing. The taste on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph has a Osa Sukkah Atzmon Varach Shech Yonah. So Taisva says, Tzorach Lafarish Tam, Maishno De Yesh Mitzvos Shetakinu, Levarach Shech Yonah, The Yesh Mitzvos Shelotakinu. Vasiyas Sukkah Veluluf Takinu, Kedash Kenacha. Ubasiyas Sitzes Utfilin Lotakinu. As Ram disagrees, right? Am I right? The Rambam is Ram Perek Aleph of his brothers. Ram disagrees, right? But anyways, Taisus, we all like Taisus. Does Ram say he makes tefillin, he makes shechiyana, right? Yeah. Rambam disagrees. Where is it at? Ron disagrees. Yeah. Which one is it? Rama. Yud Aleph. Tess and Yud. Kol mitzvah shim is man lesman. Gagan shofar v'sukkah v'lulav. Umikra Megillah and Echanik of the Chen called Mitzvah Mitzvah Shehi Kinyan Law, Gun Tzitzis, the Tfilin, the Mezuzah, the Maka, the Chen Mitzvah Shehina Tadir, Reina Mitzuya, the Choleis, Sharei Domo Le Mitzvah Shehim is Man Lazman, Gun Milas Bino, Pidyan Abain, Mavarchala Vishasa Siyasa Shechiana. Then Labir Hasugalo, Yasu and Shechina Shasim, Mavarchala and Shechina Vishasa, okay, fine. But that's wrong. Taisus disagrees. Taisus says that there's no bracha on Mila of Shechiana. And there's no bracha on tefillin, on asiyas tefillin, there's no shechiyana. He says, "Kamokin eshel daktek to shechiyana nam lavarch milo choshev lo v'chein apidyan aben mavarch shechiyana." Can he say himself avri pesach? The Taisvus doesn't understand why. The ilo amila lo mavarch milo chosh berget chelas. Sofer blaz the milo b'hadi bracha shel milo v'chein akriyas megillah mavarch shechiyana. Can he say brayshe akriyas megillah omei? He says, "Vilo akriyas hal lo mavarch v'nira." So Taisvus wants to give a reason. The mitzvah sheyesha la simcha tiknu shechiyana. Udaminim barod mavarach al kelim chadashim kasser rav shir goyin lo samchina la maskin perik tuchom avin the minimum of the osim is man lezman. The kashim it pidyan aben it's not as is man lezman. Okay, but that's a separate question. Okay. So he says, the Taisva says, mitzvah sheyesha la simcha. Tiknu Shechiyana. Mitzvah Shiyesha La Simcha. Okay, the question is, I mean, what do you mean Mitzvah Shiyesha La Simcha? I mean, we say Mitzvah Slav Lehunasnim. So why should Simcha play a role? He likes the mitzvah, it's a nice mitzvah. I mean, what is the idea of mitzvah shiyesh bo simcha? Shiyesh ala simcha. I mean, we're noyeg like this, Stasis. But the reasoning sounds very superficial. Because of what is it going to do with simcha? I mean, simcha is a personal thing. Yeah. And the Rambam disagrees. So what's the answer to Sheet Sataisus? I mean, we're not like Sheet Sataisus. And Mrs. Love Honest and Sawaja Simple Player O. What? Okay, yeah, so yeah, what is he? I'm sorry, Samir, what is he? Right. I know, okay. Avelis. Right. Same concept. Yeah, I know. Right, Mitzvah Slava, yeah, right. Now, Samir says, the Ron says that it's only Mitzvah as Simcha and Hanor. But mitzvah is love by honest nitna. So what do I care about hana? It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. So apparently Taisvus holds, that's the machlekes, the Rambam and Taisvus. Machlekes Rambam and Taisvus is the Shechiyanu on the mitzvah. If the Shechiyanu is on the mitzvah, essentially the mitzvah is machayev and Shechiyanu, so then it has nothing to do with simcha. Because simcha is extraneous to the mitzvah. But the Balei Taisvus hold that it's true that the mitzvah intrinsically is not machayev in Shechiyanu. What's machayev in Shechiyanu is the simcha. But the fact that it's a mitzvah makes it an event that one has to recognize. In other words, the fact that the bracha is not on the mitzvah intrinsically. See, the bracha is on the simcha. But you don't just make a Shechiyanu every time you feel happy. It has to be an event that's worthy of recognition. So a mitzvah is considered an event that's worthy of recognition, and that's why you make Shechiyanu. That's a Sheet Sataisus. Just wanted to clarify that. Yes? Okay, that question will hold that question. Why do you say the Shechiyanu before you do the mitzvah? Okay, let's hold that question. What I want to take up was, and don't forget the question, what I want to take up was, there's a rush over here, an interesting rush, I don't think we ever did it, on the Shittas in Sukkah. On the Shittas in Sukkah, on when you Mavarach on the Sukkah. I mean, it's an interesting rush. He quotes it brings out all the Shittas. I mean, it's something I don't think we ever did. I think now that we're here in the Sugya already, I mean, I think we should do it. But there's one thing I wanted to mention. I found a raya for something we said on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we were learning the Ramban. And the Ramban raised the question of how could you, since it's a suffix which tekiyas are right, so how could you have the old minig of Tashrat and Malchios, Tashat and Zichronos, and Tarat and Shofros? Because one of them, I mean, one of them's right, but the other two are wrong. Okay? So we said, what the Ramban was saying, we interpret the Ramban to mean that the Ramban was saying that it is an entity, I'm not going to go through the whole reason why, but it is an entity in terms of Hisaskos Bar Mitzvah. Hisaskos Bar Mitzvah. It's true that it's a suffix. But if a person is being Osek Bar Mitzvah and he's doing it Machmas Suffix, so it has a din of Hisaskos Bar Mitzvah. And in Tefillah, all you need is an activity which is an activity of Hisaskos Bar Mitzvah because it's Kedei Lahalo Sichroneim Lavi and Shabbat Shemayim. Okay, that's as far as we said. I found a raya to that idea that there's an entity of mitzvah based on the fact that it is an activity of his Hisaskos Bar Mitzvah, even though it's a suffix, but the suffix still creates a din Hisaskos Bar Mitzvah, you can't be mafsik, and it's considered an osik b'mitzvah. You wouldn't say that if it's a suffix, so it's a suffix osik b'mitzvah. It's definitely osik b'mitzvah. Now, if the person's doing the person's blowing shofar, and he's blowing tashrat, tashat, and tarat because of the suffix. Because of a suffix, if you learn according to those sheets, it holds an absolute suffix. So it doesn't mean he's any less, for instance, with regard to osik b'mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah. He's a vaday osik b'mitzvah. Even though what he's doing is a suffix chafetz shel mitzvah, but in terms of his askus, he's a vaday. So that's the way we explain the Ramban, that the Ramban maintained that it's a vaday maisa tkiyas shofar in the framework of his askus, and that's all you need with regard to masafir. That's all you need with regard to masafir. Okay. It's interesting. Take a look over here in Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph in the Rush. The Rush has the question. The question of Shechiyanu on Yom Tov Sheni with regard to Lulav. You see where the little yud is? There's a little bracketed yud in Beis. It's in second column. In Beis, a little bracket. V'Rav Shmuel Mei Ivra, Kosov B'Shem Ri. You see that? The Achshav Shenogel of Arzman B'Shas Netila and not B'Shas Asiyah. He says, "M'kain tzarich l'varach gam b'yom sheni." Why? The shem yom rishon cholu v'lo yatsa. The zman lo niskan la'omer ala b'shas netila or b'shas asiya. So if we follow the old minig where we did a b'shas asiya, we wouldn't have any problem. But now one minig is to do b'shas netila, b'shas asiya sa mitzvah. So he has a powerful argument. So therefore, yom tov rishon is a sfeika de yoma. So therefore, it might be chol. So this man of this, so that man won't be effective because you can't just pick up a lulav and chol and make a shechiyanu. You can do b'shas asiya, you can make shechiyanu, or b'shas kiyum mitzvasa. But let's say, for instance, before yontif, the person picks up a lulav and makes shechiyanu, is no good because it's neither. It's neither asiya. It has nothing to do essentially with the chafetz shel mitzvah. It's not asiya sa chafetz, and it's not kiyum a mitzvah. So his argument is that yontif sheni, you should have to make another zman. All right, it's a powerful argument. So he says, El b'shas el b'shasiya, afila b'chol. Then lo amr b'shas asiya v'amro b'chol la'achar asiya lo yatzah. V'tzarech lo amr b'shas netila. That's whose argument? That's the re. Okay. So he says, miyu yeshloma de shiny hacha. The nutlo l'shem mitzvah l'varech alav v'odif tvei mi nutlo b'chol achar asiya. You see, v'chein ogim b'ashkenaz she'ein mevarchim zman al alulav b'yom sheni. So what's his answer? What do you mean it's better? Why is it better? He doesn't explain it. He says she'en nutlo l'shem mitzvah. So what if he's nutlo l'shem mitzvah? I mean, but it's not the right day. It's the wrong day. It's no ma'isa mitzvah at all. Who cares what his intention is? Nice intention, but it's no good. It's no good. And let's say a person would do a pechola and think it's and make a mistake and be not l'shem mitzvah. Would that be good? Obviously not. So why is it good over here? What's the difference between that and chol? But the answer is where it's if he made a mistake and he picked it up. He picked it up, for instance, before he picked up a chol, and he made a mistake, and he's doing a l'shem mitzvah. That wouldn't be good, because that's just he's crazy. He's making a mistake. But if it's a legitimate suffix in halacha, and the halacha demands that you should do it, so then it's defined as a saskus per mitzvah. And what his answer is that all you need for the shechiyanu is it should be a legitimate saskus per mitzvah. Doesn't have to have a din of maisa mitzvah in terms of the kiyum mitzvasa, but a maisa mitzvah in terms of his askus, even though it's a suffix, but it's a vaday din his askus b'mitzvah. And his askus b'mitzvah is itself an entity of mitzvah. It's a different frame of entity, and you have to know where that framework is effective. But it is an absolute framework of mitzvah. And that's why he says, for Shechiyanu, you don't need the absolute kiyum, but you need an absolute maisa mitzvah in the framework of his askus. So since it's a legitimate suffix, a sfeikat yama, so it's considered a vadai in terms of the din his askus per mitzvah, and it's not a suffix anymore, and that's why shechiyano will be appropriate, because for shechiyano all you need is the din asiyo in terms of his askus per mitzvah, not in terms of the absolute kiyum mitzvah. That's his answer. So you have a raya from this rush to that svara that we want to say in the Ramban, that there's a concept in halacha of an entity of asiyah samitzvah in a different framework, in the framework of hisaskos b'mitzvah. That too is an entity of asiyah samitzvah. Yeah, right from the rush. Okay. We deduced it from the Ramban, but the I think the raya from here really corroborates it. The Ramban, by the way, in case you want to look up the Ramban is for those that weren't here for Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban is in the Ramban was the Ramban was on Daf. It was on Daf Yud Aleph in the Rif. On the Dape Arif on Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph. In his answer, in his final answer. Okay? In the last few lines of the Ramban. You see, he says, Dai lahem b'tkiya kol shehu. He says, since you were Yotze, Lamad Mikam, the Kivishan Yachav Yachav Chayav Betkiyas, the Chuvas Elachovas Brachas, Ushimasriyim Behen, die, it's only Chovas Brachas, not Chovas Tkiyas, die Lem Betkiyah Kolshu, Kadeshi Yasala Tfilo Seinu Beshofa, Lukach Roshan Anami, Kivishi Sunday Chovas Tkiyas, Shaltar of Ain, called Yachav Yachav Chayav Betkiyas, Lo Nishalon Elachovas Brachas, Kadeshi Yalzachanel Latova Beshofa, Vavalek Tainis, Betkiyah Kolshu Yatza. So one thing, what is tkiya kolshu? What is a tkiya kolshu? Either it is a tkiya, it's not a tkiya. What kind of kolshu? But that's what kolshu means in this framework. In this framework, it's considered an entity. Okay? What's that? It's actually a deraisa. In other words, in terms of hisaskus, it's a din hisaskus midaraisa. So even though you're doing it machma safek, but it's a vadai in terms of hisaskus midaraisa. For instance, would he be considered an osek b'mitzvah potam min ha-mitzvah? Absolutely. He wouldn't be considered a safek or an osek b'mitzvah. So you see that there is a vadai in a different framework, in the framework of hisaskus b'mitzvah. It's a vadai midaraisa. And that's really what the Rush is saying over here. What he's quoting, what the Rush is saying over here. Yeah, it has a din of hisaskus and hisaskus in the mitzvah shofar, if it's shofar, or hisaskus in the mitzvah lulav, and that's it. It has a midaraisa, it has a din of hisaskus. So therefore, he says that's all you need for shechiyano. You are osek b'mitzvah. It's a good svara. It's the maaseh hisaskus which generates the shechiyano, not the actual kiyum. So even though it's a suffix, but in terms of the saskos, it's vade, so therefore the shechiyano is perfect. It has to be a legitimate entity of the saskos, and there's a cheftza shel saskos per mitzvah. And that's if it's a legitimate suffix. Now Avi's right, the shita that holds that you switch the second night the shechiyano with the lay shave, it's because they hold that you were yotze already the first night, to say that would be the same exact thing. It's a suffix whether it was a mitzvah or not. So that would be the same answer. That's right, that would be the exact same answer. That may be a suffix if it was mitzvah sukkah, because it wasn't sukkahs, but it's not a suffix in terms of saskas per mitzvah, because the suffix is a legitimate suffix in halacha. The Ram did not hold from that. No, you're right. The Rambam did not hold from that, because the Rambam held you keep it the same way. You don't change it. Okay, so the thing is like this. So what's this? First he has a question on... Oh, yeah, okay, you're right. Okay, I'll go back to this. All right, so the Ram says that Yesh Lekadesh Me'umad, because over, the Ram said Lashon Over Las Yaso. Does Ram say because Over Las Yaso? What does it say? The Ram doesn't say that. Kodem Sheyeshev. So the implication is that the Rambam means because Over Las Yaso. Right? That's the implication of the Rambam. So the Rush takes the liberty of saying because of Over Las Yaso. Okay? So the Rush says if it's Over Las Yaso, so we should have made it before the Knesset. Because the Knesset is the mitzvah of Eloi Yeshiva. Dima Yochel Me'umor or Yitzrach Ovechel HaSukkah. That's the Rosh Hashkasha. That if you're going to say Ovechel HaSiyaso, so whenever you walk, the moment you walk into the Sukkah, so it's over, so already you're Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah. What does Ram say? Does Ram say the Kol Zman Sheyichnes Bo Mevarach? But where's that Ram? That's Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis. So Kolzman Sheyikone. Kodem Sheyeshe. So what's the Rush's problem here? So the Rush's problem is that it's, what's that? So he makes that in general. Okay, I mentioned that in general. But in general, Kodem Sheyeshev. So the Rush's question is, what is the Kodem Sheyeshev? He says, because the Knesset is the mitzvah. Why? What's the Raya? The Raya is, because let's say he's Ochel Me'umad. Yes. I mean, his question is, what does yeshiva got to do with it? That's his question. What does yeshiva have to do with it? Let's say he's Ochel Me'umad. If he's Ochel Me'umad, does he have to make a bracha? Yeah. So what is the Rambam, why did the Rambam single out yeshiva? I mean, leishev basukah doesn't mean to sit down in the sukkah. Yes. Yeah, what does he say? What is he? Yashav Besukkah. So he has it in Hilchos Brachos as well. What happened to the other Rama? Oh, okay. So in Hilchos Brachos, where's it? Break it off? So he mentions again yeshiva. What's that? Yeshiva. Which halacha is that? V'acha sheyoshav, v'acha sheyoshav leishev basukah. And what did he say, Ovel HaSiyasun, where is that? In Yudbe, in Yalach Yudbeis? Yekol os mitzvah, what? Okay, so those are, right. Yoshav basukah mevarach leishev basukah. It's a funny kind of thing. The Rambam somehow isolated the yoshav. It is a funny thing. What? Afterwards he says, yeah. Does he say over there Kodem? He doesn't. Over here he says Kodem, right? No, Chasukah says Kodem. And Halacha Yud is Kodem? So he mentions it three times, huh? Yeah. Yeah, mitzvah sakayemis. Hareshin esantev pitzitzis, velo birech, al shalov ha-shvim, al shiyosha basukha, velo birech, tchila chosim v'varach ha-shin esantev, v'shan esantev, v'shan esantev, v'chem v'varach ha-shalov ha-sh, v'ach ha-shiyosha, v'leishiv basukha. It's an amazing thing. I mean, the Rambam is singled out yeshiva. He singled out yeshiva as being the kiyum mitzvah of sukkah. What's that? Va'acha sheyosha. He doesn't say. I mean, he doesn't even say to eat. Yosha b'sukkah, mavarch leishiv b'sukkah. So even without achila, it's an interesting thing. So what would the Rambam hold if he walks into the sukkah and the rush is case, and he's ochel ma'umad? What? And he's ochel ma'umad. So what would the Rambam hold? The what? The neighbor. What's wrong with the sukkah? And the rush is a Babylonian. I mean, the Ram says, "Calls man she kanes leishev basuka kol shiva mavarch kanes sheishev shenzon leishev basuka." What? So the rush goes on, and what does the rush say? He says, "If you put on tzitzis and you nesante for ready, it's still over lasiyas." Okay, why? Because now he says something else. It's a mitzvah nemsheches. What's the idea of mitzvah nemsheches? But it's still not over lasiyaso. So what does it help you if it's nemsheches? But he says, no, he says, calls man shu muta fa'omed, it's still good. Why? V'chein nami b'sukkah mitzvah nimsheches calls man achila. He's adding something here. First of all, he says the Rambam's yeshiva is not a good criterion. And now he says it's not a problem altogether with Avla Siyasa. First of all, the yeshiva is not the thing. It's really dira and achila. That's number one. But even if you would say that, he says it's still not a problem of Avla Siyasa, because as long as he's involved in the mitzvah, it's still Avla Siyasa. So what? Because it's a mitzvah nemsheches. So what's the concept of mitzvah nemsheches? What's the idea of mitzvah nemsheches? It's over last yosem for the next moment. I mean, that's. You mean you break it up? You break it up into one continuum, and you're still over last yosem for the rest of the continuum. What? He doesn't have that. Rush doesn't have that. He says, Alma afa pishek fran esatef mevarech. Le esatef. He's. What? The rush doesn't see. So he holds it's okay even with Achilas Mashma. And Namasai of Sukhavim came Mikri Shapar of Alasiyasan in Mevarech Achar Yeshiva. He's funny to rush. He says, even if you're going to say Yeshiva is something. First of all, yeshiva is not anything. That's number one, his first argument. But even if you say yeshiva is something, it's still not a problem of Avol Asiyasa. Why not? I mean, even Lechatchila the Rosh Hashanah way. V'chein kasav ma Rav Semach Goyen Zal. Af api shemishenichnas lo tzorach levarech, kivon she'en lo keva ela bi yeshiva besudo, v'yesh kiddush hakos usul lefonov, sojun alakos. You can do Lechatchila that way. Because if l'sadven alakos, so there's no problem. Yovel Asiyaso, Sidur Alakos can't change Yovel Asiyaso. So he says, no, apparently it's Yemekayim Yovel Asiyaso 100%. Okay? So what's the reason? Because it's Nemsheches. So the reason is because Yovel Asiyaso, he's learning that the concept of Yovel Asiyaso is because of Tziruf. Now what's the reason why you need Yovel Asiyaso? Because after Asiyaso, there's no tziruf to the bracha anymore. You see, it's gone. It's not that you need oval Asiyaso. Not a positive idea. The concept is the bracha must be mitzuref to the mitzvah. So once you did the mitzvah flew away. So now the bracha is on nothing. So it's a bracha levatola. But if it's a mitzvah nimsheches, so you don't have that problem. So it's shaper over lasiyasa. And that's what the Rosh is saying. That's the Rosh Shittah. Over lasiyasa is not a special phenomenon. Over lasiyasa. What is over lasiyasa? You need tziruf. So since you need tziruf, if you did the mitzvah already, there's nothing to be mitzvah. The mitzvah flew away. It's gone. But if it's a mitzvah nimsheches, so it's shapir over lasiyasa. Because you can't, the tziruf is there. You have a tziruf to the mitzvah. You have a tziruf to the mitzvah. So it's one mitzvah. It's not because it's over lasiyasa for the next moment of the mitzvah. Because then I lost the first moment. So you know what I mean? We're going to break it up into moments. You're going to have a problem. Because I lost the first moment. So it comes out I did a mitzvah without a bracha. He holds, no, it's fine. Why is it fine? Because even later, as long as the halacha is the maisa mitzvah requires a tziruf bracha. So you could do it later. You can make the bracha later and be mitzaref. Why do I have to make it before? The answer is because later there's no tziruf. Why is there no tziruf later? Because the mitzvah's gone. But if what? If it's a mitzvah nimsheches, so you can't say the mitzvah's gone. So it comes out the whole mitzvah was related to the asiyah. That's the Rosh Hashanah. It's a good svar. Okay? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, very good. That's right. Over lasiyasa. Over lasiyasa and not kodem asiyasa. It's not that there's a special tsuras habracha that it must be kodem asiyah. If that were the case, it wouldn't help you in the mitzvah nimsheches. But what about before? The first part of the mitzvah wasn't before. It wasn't over lasiyasa. But the answer is because over lasiyasa is alach and tziruf. And as long as the tziruf is fine. But after you did it, that's it. After you did it, it's gone. That's something else. The Rav explained that Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mimai the high over is lishnadak dumihu." What the Rav explained was that over lasiyasu means immediately before. That's what the Gemara is trying to show. What it is, over means immediately. That's what the Rav said. Gemara means over means immediately before. But that's because it's tziruf. It can't be just before. It's got to be immediately preceding, because of the problem of tziruf, because of the idea of tziruf. But that fits in very well. Okay, yes. That's true. That's the Daryl's right. That's the same svara that they want to use, that the world uses, that everybody relies on that, with the Tilsi Dayim. You started the Tilsi Dayim already? But the answer is because you're still Nimshach, because you didn't dry your hands, so therefore it's Shapur Dami Ova Lasiyasa. That's the same thing, L'chatchilo. You see L'chatchilo. Okay. Then, Afa Pimi Shemishen Nichnas Lo Tzorach Levarech. Kivan she'ein lo keva ela be yeshiva besuda v'yesh kiras hakos ulefanav sojin al hakos, because a sitter al hakos, he says that's why you do it this way. So it's funny. It sounds like a little bit like lechatchilo be better to do it the other way. I mean, it's a funny kind of statement. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand. But anyways, it seems clearly yotze 100%, no problem. Okay. Rabbeinu Meir hoya mevorach al asuka kodem birchas hamotzi af b'chol. Okay, so b'chol, he would make the bracha aleishev basuka before. Let's say washing to eat. So that's Maram Rutenberg. He would mevorach al asuka kodem birchas hamotzi af b'chol. Mishum deka omar nichnas leishev ba mevorach. Hilkoch roi she tikdom bracha le birchas hamotzi miyad achar hayeshiva. Miyad achar hayeshiva. Interesting. So what is his shita? So he holds he should come in to the sukkah, sit down first, and then what? Then make leishev, and then make the bracha of hamotzi. Okay, so what is this? I mean, what difference does it make? I mean, what does it mean? What? Say standing, right. So apparently, and now I think we can explain the what the Rabbeinu Tzemach Goyen said. אף על פי שמי שנכנס לצורך לברך, כיוון שאין לו קבע אלא בישיבה בסודה ויש קידוש הכוס, it's an ongoing mitzvah, it's a mitzvah ממשכס. So that's why he says it's fine to be better than Misad al Akos. But still he holds better would be to do it right away. He says we should have done. Why is that? That's not because of the problem of bracha. That's a different problem. That's a problem that a person that has the opportunity of a mitzvah should do it right away. Shouldn't wait. That's Allah on the gavra. That a gavra should, as soon as a mitzvah is boliot chal tachmitzeno. So that's why he says, ordinarily I would say do it immediately because of a mitzvah boliotcha. But really, in terms of the chefetz shel mitzvah bitzu rasa and the whole halachic system, it's fine if you do it afterwards. So that's why he says, because of Sidur al-Akos, it's not called Machmitz HaMitzvah. Because, did he have a good reason? Sidur al-Akos. So that's why he says you do it al-Akos after Yeshiva. Okay? And now also, what is he saying? He's saying, so the Maharam of Rutenberg says, Af b'chol, mishum d'kama nichnas leishiv b'mavarech, hilkach roi shetikton bracha l'birkas ha-motzim miyad ha-cha Yeshiva. What does he mean? He means it's true in terms of overlasiyasan. There's no problem. You could do it 15 minutes later. Still be, because it's a mitzvah nimshechas, and it's fine. But the halacha is, when you have a mitzvah, it's boli yodchosh, so you should do it immediately. So he says, so you do it achar yeshiva. Once you have yeshiva, now you have the chefetz shel mitzvah. Don't wait till after berachas hamotzi, because you do it immediately. Do it immediately. Okay? But apparently, miyad acha yeshiva. Miyad acha yeshiva. Yeah, what does he hold kodem yeshiva? Apparently, kodem yeshiva, he holds you don't make the bracha. Why don't you make the bracha kodem yeshiva according to Rabbeinu Meir? I understand why he says, Hilkach Roi Shetikdom Bracha Lebirchas Hamotzi. Miyad acha yeshiva. It has to be mitzuref to the kviyas of the achila. So if you make it, it'll be like over the over. If you make it before the yeshiva, it won't be mitzuref to the kviyas of the achila. So the yeshiva is like the Rava says, the yeshiva is al das achila. So therefore, if you do it, and achila is really the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. So if you do it before yeshiva, it'll be like over the over. So you want to do it over lasiyaso, but not before over lasiyaso. So therefore, once you do yeshiva, now you're engaged in the, because it's ascholas yeshiva, so now's the appropriate time. Now it's over lasiyaso. But if you do it before that, it'll be before the Ovel Asiyas, so it won't be any good, because that's before you did anything. So then there won't be any tziruf again. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Meir, the right time to do it is right after yeshiva. Okay? Yeah. He says, Va'om lo nagu, ki regilin ha'om she'en mevarchen ala sukkah in nichnas bolatayel bar. No, I'm sorry, did I skip something? V'amla nagu. Why? Ki regil nom shem mevarchem ala sukkah im nechnas bolatayel bar. V'shino, ela dafke b'shas achila. Hilkach roi sheyavarech tchila birkas ha-motzi shemaschil ha-suda v'achakach yavarech ala sukkah. So what is he saying? Says Va'om lo nagu. What? What's his argument? What does it mean? He says because what does steel got to do with it?
Makes it not.
Danny's question is, that according to the other sheet, it's not the Mar. I mean, according to Ram Rutenberg.
Yeah.
According to Ram Rutenberg. that he holds, you make a bracha. If he's gonna maintain, you make a bracha by Teal, so then you should do it right away. Why do you have to wait till yeshiva? It doesn't say that. You're right. I mean, that's the point. He doesn't commit himself to that. He doesn't commit himself to saying that you make a bracha by Teal. He doesn't commit himself to that. He does not commit himself to that. It's true. But I think there's one svara you need here. I mean, you have to say. And that is that, let's say I hold you make a bracha by Teal. Let's say I hold it. Still in all, it would seem that I wouldn't make a bracha on achila until yeshiva. I think that that's true. Now, why is that so? I'll tell you why. That's right. Because it depends what you're being koveya yourself for. That's totally in the dasa koveya. In other words, if your das is latayel besukkah, so then ain't a chanami. So then you have to make a bracha right before you enter the sukkah. Or, I mean, when you're being mitzvah, I'm not going to, okay, but that's a, but if you're going to say that your das is achila, so now it's a kviyas of achila. In other words, every kviyas is defined by the kavanas hakoveya. So therefore the Maram Rutenberg held that since now you're being kavaya yourself for achila, so your kviyas is not a kviyas of teal, it's a kviyas of achila. So if you're going to do it before yeshiva, that's too far before, because you didn't, before is the closest proximity to it, and yeshiva is a haschola, so you're within range, and now the moment you have yeshiva, now the yeshiva creates an ovalas yasa of achila. Okay? Excuse me? Oh, so why not after Amotzi? So he holds because you do it right away. Mitzvah balayot, chaltach mitzana. Why should I wait till after Amotzi? There's no reason to wait till after Amotzi. So now what is the svar of the Am? The Am lo nagu. What's the Am of Teal? I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but you tell me what you think. But I think that what the Rosh is saying is that the Tam HaMinag is, not because it's wrong, what the Maram is doing, but the Am wanted to, the Minag was that the Am wanted to show that you don't make a bracha, that our Minag is you only make a bracha on Achila. So, therefore, they instituted the minig to, they don't hold he's wrong in Svara, but they hold in order that everyone should know that you don't make it, that we're not knowing to make a bracha on Teal. So, therefore, that should be muchach. So, they were knowing not to make the leishe basukah until after you actually have aschola sasura. So the halacha should be known and should be become to proclaim the halacha, so to speak, that you only mevarech b'shas achila. So you'll ask me, what's kind of an extraneous phenomenon is that? No, but the answer is very good. Because what's the argument why you should make it before Hamotzi? Because mitzvah boliyot chaltach mitzeno. Like he says, miyad. That was the Svar of the Maram. So what the Rosh is saying is, but if you have a Svar of implement, you have a good reason, because you want to show everybody that you only make the bracha leishev basukah b'shas achila, and that's why you do it after ascholas achila, that's not considered being machmetz the mitzvah. That's a good reason. That's what he's saying. That's why he speaks in the framework of minute. Okay? Speaks in the framework of men. So, no, they're not mevarchim teal. That's every don't talk about that. But he's saying, in order, the reason is that everyone should realize that the bracha you only make a leg. We're noeg only to make a leg shavas sukkah b'shas achila. So how do you modia that to the am? The am aren't lamdanim. So the answer is you modia it to the am by first making a motzi, being maschal asuda, and then making leishev asukah, so you're emphasizing the fact that leishev asukah is only said on achila. It's an interesting thing. That's what the Rosh is saying. That's as far as the Rosh. Okay? So, ומה שאין בברך המסוג בשעה ששינה, ואף פי שמצינו בחום היוסו מבחילו, דאוכלן אכילס הרוי חוץ לסוגה, והן ישנים שינס הרוי חוץ לסוגה. שינס וורס. היני טיימא, דשמה לא יוכל לישון. ויש ברך לבטלה. Okay, ויש ברך לבטלה. Maybe he won't be able to sleep in a second. So it's a, it's a suffix. That's what he says. So it'll be a brachal vatala. It'll be a brachal vatala. So, yeah. Especially if he starts thinking about that. So, yeah. Okay, but, yeah, one second. Yeah, go ahead. But interesting is, right. What? That's a question for everybody. And Kiddush too. That's Seder Halakos. I mean, why doesn't anybody mention about the problem of Efsa? You're making a leishiv basuka on the achila. And now you're being mafsik with the, you make a motzi on, make a motzi lechem and arts, and now you're being mafsik with the leishiv basuka. What? Yeah. You can do it later on. You can do it before. I mean, it's very hard to say that because of the minute, because you want to do something good, which is to make the minute known, that should get rid of the halacha of hefsek. That should get rid of the halacha of hefsek. Yeah, he doesn't say because of hefsek. Where's that? Which language? Where's that? V'am lo nagu? Ki regil no'am she'em evarach ma'asukah and nechnas bo'al l'tayel alav she'as achila. Hukach roi she'evarach techila birkas ha'motzi she'maschil ha'su'udo v'acha kach yevarach al asukah. I don't think it means after eating. It means after you made the bracha. He has a schol asudo, that's mashma clear. That he does not mean that you do it after you eat. I mean, that's plain mashmaris. Because he says, v'achakach means right away. You mean lachasman, that's very hard to say that. She's maschol asudo. So what? Why isn't there hefsek? That's a puzzling
question. Qualified?
Yeah, apparently the birkas hamotzi is a matir in achila. The birkas hamotzi is a matir in achila. So yeshiva basuka is matir the achila. So apparently it's not a hefsek. If you make a bracha on that which is matir the achila. It's a continuation of the birkas hamotzi. What? No. But yeshiva basuka is matir the achila. The yeshiva basuka is matir the achila because you can't. What? Excuse me? The bracha is not matir achila? Yeah, I know. Okay, I understand. You mean the bracha of lech basuka is not matir achila? Yeah. Now the Gemara says there's no hefsek if you need something else, like you say, bring me salt. So it's tzarech achila. Or even if you say feed the dog, you make the bracha berachas hamotzi and you say feed the dog. So feed the dog. What's feed the dog have to do with your achila? The answer is because it's not mutter for you to eat before you feed the dog. So you see that anything that's a matir for the achila is not a hefsek. So yeshiva basuka is a matir. So the bracha is talking about the matir. So the bracha of the matir is not a hefsek. That's the answer. That's the answer. Anything which is a, anything with. Because the inyan of the bracha is the inyan of is the inyan that's matir. And if it's the inyan that's matir, so it's not a hefsek. He's not speaking we're eating less than a kashir, because he's saying nogu am is to make a bracha when you eat only kashir. That's the minhag am. When you eat a real suda. That's a kfias, yeah. That's right. He's not speaking where a guy's just eating a kibetza. He's speaking because the nogu am is to make a bracha only b'shas achila suda. So therefore he's saying what's mata the suda is the yeshiva sukkah. So the to say leishiva sukkah is absolutely not a hefsek. If you're gonna eat, well, according to them, you're not knowing to make a bracha if you eat less than a kibetza. That's the way the Om is knowing, and they base it on no doubt around Rabbi Natan. He said, Rabbi Natan pirush v'sheikar keva shodam osu basukah yachila, aval sheor teal v'shina shos basukah tfeilim l'gabe achila, v'hi patrosim. And that's apparently the minhag Om. So that's why it's not a hefsek. So it comes out from that if you're, for instance, you're going to eat something which is not a real suda in the sukkah, and your minig is to be mevarach, so then definitely you should make the leishiv sukkah before, because it'll be hefsek. If Asvar is right, and let's say you know, like, I mean, some people know, like the Gra, every time they go into the sukkah, so they sit down to eat something which is not a sukkah. Okay, so let's say, for instance, you're going to eat a fruit in the sukkah, and you want to make a bracha. All that way. Let's say you're going to eat, for instance, pasa babakisna. Question if it's a real kvias. So you shouldn't make the leishe basukkah after the mizonos. You should make it before. Because now you won't have the svara of the matir anymore. Because according to many shittas, you don't need a matir. Because you can eat a chutz l'sukkah. So anything they could eat chutz l'sukkah, they eat inside the sukkah, you shouldn't make the leishev after the bracha. Only by seuda where it's osur. Because then it's not a hefsek because of a matir. I mean, that's what will come out from this... From this one, yes.
What about you think
he has it. He holds that that by pasul babakistan it depends on your kvias in the bir halacha, and that's absolutely has to be that way. Because that's the taste of shita, that if a person doesn't eat bread, he's mechayev to eat in the sukkah. If he just eats, let's say, fish and vegetables, meat and vegetables, that's a suda. So it's taste came to do it, be chayev. Okay. I mean, that's the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Hey. The Chol Shivas Yom HaSodom is Beso Aroi V'Sukoso Keva. Shenema Basuka Station Shivas Yom. So it means that you should be Koveya this Makom as your Makom. Now, if you ask the Rambam, what would the Rambam say? If you walk into your friend's Sukkah in order to say hello to him, socialize with him, so would you say that that is a Kiyum of making your Sukkah Keva and Beso Arroy? I mean, how does that fit into the framework of Yeshiva Basuka, Basuka Seif Yeshiva Siyama? And what? Oh, if you sell it in the Sukkah, I can understand. You sell it, you're saying that right now you're making his Sukkah your Makom Kvias. Okay? Yes? Yeah, in other words, like this. Yes, that way. I mean, Stavros, that what he's saying is that when do you make the bracha? You make the bracha whenever you render the sukkah a makom kvias. When your activity renders the sukkah into something which is an entity of kvias. So if you go to socialize, but now you're rendering the makom a makom of socializing. So the sukkah is, you're giving it a character. What your activity is rendering the sukkah into an entity of dira. So for you. So therefore, he says it doesn't matter if you saw it or if you're not saw it, because by socializing, the socializing itself renders the sukkah into a phenomenon of yeshiva. What? Bain sod, bain lo sod. Yeah, apparently he holds just even less than the Suda is. You mean, why did he say sod? Why did he say bain sod, bain lo sod? Why did he say bain sod, bain lo sod? It's mashma, he needs a whole Suda. Sod. He should have said bain ochel, bain lo. You see, I think what he's saying is, see, what is Rav Hayy Goyen's halacha really? Rav Hayy Goyen's halacha is that if you nichnas levakro, so then you make a bracha. Let's say you'd be nichnas letayo in Sukkas Chavera. Would he be mevarach? I would say no. Why? Because if a person is just nichnas l'tayel in Sukkas Chavero, he has no right to do it. So you can't say he's rendering the sukkah his makom tiyul. But nichnas levakro, so he has a right to be mevaker. So therefore, his activity is a legitimate activity of rendering the makom a makom of yeshiva, because it's Bershus Chavera. So the fact that he accepts him renders his bikur a phenomenon of his own in terms of rendering the sukkah in his service. So therefore he is creating a chalos in the sukkah, that the sukkah is really he's nishtamish nesukah for his own tzorach, so there's a kiyum in the sukkah. But by sod, it could be old sod, you need a full suda. Why? Because in that realm, he holds you have to have the full realm of achila. But it is a different realm of socializing. So in socializing, he rendered it a makam for his socializing. So therefore, if he rendered a makam for his socializing, he's chayav in a brach. Okay. I mean, that's true. If you're mafsik and somebody else is sukkah, so then you're being kaveya, you're yeshiva. Or if you lead a meal and somebody else is sukkah, so you're being kaveya yourself there. So there's kvias. But let's say I just walk into somebody's sukkah and I'm going to walk around in the sukkah. Is that considered I'm being kaveya myself in the sukkah? I mean, could actually adore bebeso? I wouldn't say so. But I would say that if you're nichnas levakro, so that's a different thing. Because then it's that institution of bikur means you're rendering his sukkah in your service, and that's why you're chayav in a bracha. That's what I think he's saying. That levakro is enough. Okay? All right, think about it. Okay. All right, look and see if you find something on it. Okay. Stop here. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is that that's what Rav Hayy Goyen is saying. That if he eats, so then he's definitely kavei himself. So that's no problem. But Levake, you might think, is not kavei himself because he just happens to be there and is in his friend's place. But the answer is, since Bikur is a legitimate institution and he's using it as a vehicle of his socializing, that's as much a kvias as actually being soed, meaning kovei himself there. That's Rav Hayy Goyen's halacha. Okay.
By lulav kol shiva, right? Sagale b'chad yuma?
Right.
So I believe you wanted to say over there, there's no chefta shel mitzvah. Because it's only midrabanan, so it's not a separate entity. Am I right?
Yeah, you said the bracha has to relate to.
So it doesn't multiply with the times. And because it's not a separate entity. But I believe we asked the question of how you can be mevarach on the Rabban. That's Machlekes Tanayim, correct?
Yes.
And I believe what we said was that the Machlekes is that really there's no, how could you be mevarach on the Rabbanon? Because there's no Chefta Shel Mitzvah mit Rabbanon. Rabbanon can't introduce a new entity.
Right.
Am I right?
Yes.
So then we said that there's a different, the bracha has a different character. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I found it's an open Rambam, actually.
Where?
In Perek Achad Asar, in Perek Yidalf Nechus Brachas. All right, so let me put it down, all right?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. All right, so are you guys taping it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Rambam's Perek Yidalf Nechus Brachas Halacha Gimel. So the Rambam says, what we mentioned was that the Machlek is Tanoyim. And whether you could be mevarach on a Rabbanon, what's the machlekes? Is mitzvahs mit Rabbanon. But we said that mit Rabbanon, they can create a halachic phenomenon. Only the Torah can create a halachic phenomenon. So why do we do the Rabbanons? Because simply mitzvah shmor the v'chacholim. So it came out that that's the machlekes tanayim, where the bracha is on cheftzos shel mitzvah, so those cheftzos can only be midaraisa. But man can't create those cheftzos. He can't be mosif on them. So, therefore, and that's why we went through the Rambam in Mamrim, where he spells it out very lengthily, because we said you shouldn't make a mistake and think that the Torah could create cheftzos. And then there's a subsystem of the abundance cheftzos also. It's not true. The only real, absolute halachic entities are midaraisa. And the Rabbanon, there's no such thing as the Rabbanon have no right, they cannot add absolute entities. And that's why the nature of the existence of anything the Rabbanon comes under a completely different framework. Sinai is completely different. We mentioned also that's why by Lulav, one of the Sfaras in Rabbah Babachana, that Lulav doesn't break up in Zecha L'Mikdash, because there's no new halachic entity each day. It's simply one Zechel HaMikdash. So, I believe we mentioned that. But from all the things we were mentioning, the Yisod was that the Chachamim cannot be viewed simply as a subdivision, a subsystem. It's a little second grade, but it's the same kind of a system. That the Torah gave man a right to add Chavtzos. Not true. There's only one absolute system of Chavtzos, that's Tayag. And Rabbanans come under a completely different framework of mitzvah l'shmar devei chachamim. So that's why on the surface you should say you shouldn't be mevarach on the Rabbanans. So why are we mevarach on the Rabbanans? Machlekes Tanayim. Nine Tanayim all, you can't be mevarach on the Rabbanans. Be'achan ezakai. So we said because it's a different bracha. The bracha has a different meaning. It's not the same meaning. And the bracha is on l'shmar devei chachamim. It's not on the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah like it is Midaraisa. Midaraisa is an absolute Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, and Midarabbanan is a different framework of Mitzvah Shema Devei Chachamim. Okay. So I found that it's an open Rambam. Rambam is Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel. V'chein kol ha-mitzvos she'im midivrei sofrim, bein mitzvah she'ichovim midivreim k'gam mikro megillah v'adlokas ne'er Shabbos v'adlokas ne'er Chanukah, bein mitzvah she'ein anchovah gan iruv v'netzil sedayim mevorach ala kol Kodem asiyason asher kedushanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivanu la'asos. V'eichon tzivanu b'toro shekosov bo. Asher yom l'chosasa. Nimtzo inyan ha'dvarim v'atzon kachu. So the Rambam, again, he goes to lengths to explain the inyan ha'dvarim and v'atzon and how you express them, how they're set out, is like this. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvoso Shetziva b'ayim l'shmoa me'elu shetzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah or likros as a megillah v'chein shel kol ha-mitzvah shemadivrei sofrim. I mean, he couldn't say it any clearer. Rambam says clearly that it's a different asher kedushanu. And that's why he says, inyan ha-dvarim v'atzon kachu asher kedushanu b'mitzvosov shetziva b'ayim l'shmoa me'elu shetzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Asher Kedushanu is that in the Torah it says, listen to Divrei Chachamim. And that's the Asher Kedushanu. So it's a different bracha.
Right.
It's a different bracha. It has a different meaning. That's what the Rambam says, Nimtza Inyan Advarim Vatza'on Kachu. It's a different Inyan Advarim and it's a different Atza'as Dvarim. That's what the Rambam is explaining. It's a completely different phenomenon. That's basically what we said. That's why you have Machlekes Tanoim on Drabanans. Because according to those that hold, you can't be Mevarach on Drabanan, they hold the Bracha was Niskan only on a true, absolute identity of an entity of Cheftz Shel Mitzvah, which only can be Mipi Agvura. Only the Torah can create such an entity. Drabanans can't create such entities. But Drabanans is always... It's not a new halachic phenomenon, comparative to Torah. It simply has no inherent existence. It has no inherent existence, and therefore it's incomparable to any Cheftz Shel Mitzvah Midoraisa. But why do we do it? We do it because in the Torah it says Mitzvah Lishmor Devar Chachamim. It's a completely different phenomenon. It's Mitzvah Lishmor. And not because the entity exists in its own right, but because we're obligated to listen to Divrei Chacham, so this is simply Divrei Chacham. So the Chacham have a right to create, the Chacham's mitzvah has a Shem mitzvah only in one sense, basically. In the sense that it's something which helps us in our perfection because it protects the Torah. In that sense, it's a mitzvah. Okay? Because the definition of mitzvah is something which perfects man. But the Torah is the only one that can give all those elements that perfect man. But then the Torah gives a right to the Chacham to protect those elements of perfection, but it's always only in that context. It's never to be understood as additions of a new absolutes. New absolutes cannot be added to the Torah under any framework. So you cannot construe Drabbans in the sense that it's like a subdivision of a subdivision of the Deraisa system. Not a new subdivision. It's not a subsystem, I should say. Not subdivision. It's not a subsystem. It's a completely qualitatively differentiated system. And the system only exists as an entity of protection or as an entity of bringing about a perfection of the Torah, like the Rambam says in his Hagdama. And then that's why the Bracha Shekhar Shana has a completely different meaning, and it's an open Rambam. That's exactly what he says. Nimtza inyan advarim v'atzon kachu. And it's a different inyan advarim, a different atzos advarim in the bracha. Asher Hashem Zavos Yitzivu Bahen l'shmoa me'elu shetzivonu l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. I'll look at some of the Okay. I just wanted to mention it. All right. Another thing I wanted to mention was, we had a problem with that. If I'm not mistaken, I believe we had a problem with that.
Oh, you didn't mention it all.
The problem with that is to say, if Rashi's just saying, so why does Rashi say, why does the Gemara say, Da Sagile Bachadjuma, Lulav Drabbanan, Sagile Bachadjuma? We couldn't work out that lesson. That was difficult with that. That's on the surface, that's what the Rashi says. Zechel Mikdash is no bracha. But the problem we had with that was, because the Gemara's Lashon is my time of Sukkah the Rice Shiva. Lulav Drabbanan Sagile Bachadjama. What do you mean Lulav Drabbanan Sagile Bachadjama? It shouldn't say Sagile Bachadjama, it should say Lulav Drabbanan in Berachalov.
Right.
That was a problem.
Right. That makes sense, yeah.
We wanted to say that it's not because Zechel Mikdash not Chayav in a Bracha, but because it's Zechel Mikdash, so it's one Inyan, so it can't break up into separate entities.
I see.
You see? That's why we said Rashi. Otherwise, Rashi should have just said simply, "Kivin shezechel mikdashu ain't mevarchalov." And we're in this whole long thing over here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the Ritva clearly learns that's the machlokas, whether you make a bracha
on the Rabbanan
or not.
Yeah. Okay. The Ritva clearly learns that way.
Yes.
I know. Clearly learns that way. I mentioned that.
Oh,
But that's what the Ritva learns, Eim Evachon on Drabanas Bachlal.
Correct.
And so the Rebbe is like in between what we're saying.
Yep.
He holds that this sheet holds the Eim Evachon Drabanas. And all right, but there is one kasha on the way the Rebbe is learning, the way we're learning also. And that kasha is in the Gemara later. But like I said, because the Gemara later says that, but it is, it, I mean, it, it's not a kasha, it's a kasha. And the Gemara later says that, Gemara later says, V'ach mitzvah lulav. And the Gemara brings a raya from Hanukkah. So how do you bring a raya from Hanukkah to lulav? Lulav can say, Zechon Migdash. Or Louis, you can say, like we're saying. That was a problem. But anyways, I mean, that's it. Yeah, that was the point. You originally wanted to learn that way, too. That's just Eichel Mikdash, no bracha.
Okay.
But we had a problem with that.
Okay.
We worked out from Tesis. If I remember correctly, we worked out from Tesis the fact that in Sukkah you have an unusual structure, a halachic structure. And that is... Then, because Taisa says it, the chova is not in the framework of kiyum kviyas, because Taisa's the frame, because he says if we're in the framework of kiyum of kviyas, if the chova was to be kaveyas off in the sukkah and the kiyum of the gavra was to be nikva in the sukkah, be kavur in the sukkah, so then Taisa says it will be just like lulav, it will be separate entities, okay. Am I right? Remember Taisus? Because he said that Taisus on Daf Menheim Abayis. He says Sukkah is different. That in Sukkah there is no kiyum of kviyas, because then it would be exactly like Wolf, even though there's no interval. It was a little complicated. I'm just refreshing memory here. But and Taisus is raya was he misrami le suda silo efshalamecho chutz l'sukkah. That by happenstance, if you it wouldn't break the kviyas. So you see, it's not measured in units of trias. Because if the mitzvah was l'kvo asma b'sukkah, so then you could eat chutz l'sukkah if it was a suda the misrami way. Right? So therefore, you see, there's no kiyum trias of the gavra. There's no chovas trias, and kiyum trias is not true. But the chovas in terms of the maisei dira. That's a separate, the chovas and mitzvah is separate in terms of ma'isa dira and they exist alongside of the kiyum kviyas separately, exists separately. And that kiyum kviyas does have, it does have effects, the kiyum kviyas, in terms of logic structure. I went through it before. But that's what tesis, that's the tesis. That sukkah is an unusual mitzvah because the chovas kviyus, the chovah is the chovas maisa dira, but alongside that there exists the kiyum kviyus which affects peturim and other halachas. Okay? So Danny cited the Rambam, and the Rambam, and he's right, the Rambam would appear, says it pretty clearly, in Perek Vav Halacha Hei and Halacha Vav. Of course, in Halacha Hei, the Rambam says, Ketz Adi Mitzvah Say Yeshiva B'Sukkah. The Rambam says, Shiei Ocho V'Shosa V'Dor B'Sukkah Kol Shavas Yon Bein Bayon Bein Balala K'der Shador B'Beisah B'Shem Asa Shana. And the Chosh Yisrami Yom Masodam is Beisah Roi V'Sukkos Keva Shinema B'Sukkos Teish V'Shivas Yomim. You see, the Rambam doesn't interpret Teish for me to sit. You know what I mean? I'm referring to the question of why the Rambam says Ovelas Yesen is before Yeshiva. It's not because he thinks Teshuva means to sit in the Sukkah, because he says clearly, Sukkah Teshuva Yamin means Kviyas. And the Rambam goes on, Ketzet Kelam Anoim, Matzos Anos, Basukkah, Kleshia, all these things he goes in. Then in the Law of Vav, he starts all over again. Ochlin, Veshosin, Yeshenin, Basukkah, Kol Shiva, Bein Bayam, Bein Malayla, Vosalechol, Suda Chutz, Basukkah, Kol Shiva. You see, Elim Achal Achilas Aroi, Kebetza. It's exactly like Tesis. It's almost word for word that the Rambam is saying, the Rambam in Halacha Hei is telling you the mitzvah b'shlei Musa, which involves a kiyum kviyas b'sukkah, and then in Halacha Vav he's telling you how the chovas mitzvah spells itself out. If it were just Halacha Hei, then you wouldn't have asur lechol suda chutz l'sukkah. That's what the Rambam has to say that. Because if it were chovas kviyas, You understand? If Cholos Kriyas, I'm sorry, Cholos Kriyas, then it wouldn't be Asa Lachol Suda Chutz L'Sukkah, because he's Kavara there, like Taisa says, Suda the Misramulei. But the Rambam and Halacha Vav is breaking down the Chovas HaMitzvah on the Gavra, which is in units of Dira. And that's the whole Halacha Vav. Ve'en Yishenu Chutz L'Sukkah Filo Shinas Aroi. And then Umut Lishta Smaim Lecha Peres Chutz L'Sukkah V'chut Mishiach Malatzma V'chut Yishta Chutz L'Sukkah Filo Maim Reza Meshubach. So I'm saying that there's a Kiyum, but there's no... every Maisa Dira is a Kiyum in the Chovas HaMitzvah. In the Chovas Maisa Dira. But the Kiyum Kviyus of Mitzvasa is in Halacha He. And the Chovas HaGavra is in Halacha Vav. Okay? That would seem clear from Ram. Just give me a second here. It would seem clear that Ram is breaking it up into two separate institutions. What a Kate said, he mitzvah say yeshiva basukah. What's the nature of the mitzvah? The nature of the mitzvah is a kviyas basukah. A kviyas basukah. And then the chovas on mitzvah is the maisei dira. The maisei dira. And that's what Ram really, that's why that explains what Ram says, Mishi yachmer atzma v'lo yishta chutz l'sukah filo mayim areza meshubach. Why? That comes under Halacha Vav, not under Halacha Hay. Because Shias Mayim is not Kriyas. Shias Mayim is not Kriyas. So why is it Areza Meshubach? The answer is it's Areza Meshubach in terms of the Chovas Maisa Dira. Because the Chovas Maisa Dira lends itself to a Kiyum as well. In other words, if he shows some Mayim Basukah, even though it doesn't affect his Kriyas one way or another, if he shows some Mayim Basukah, it's not shows some Mayim Basukah, but nevertheless, I mean, the person's outside the Sukkah and he's Machmer Latzman, he runs inside the Sukkah to be shows some Mayim, so it's a Kiyum of Areza Meshubach on doing all Maisei Dira Basukah. So in the chiyuv of Maisa Dira Basukah, there's a chiyuv of mitzvah and an isur, but there's also a kiyum. There's also a kiyum. But that's apart from the kiyum kviyas basukah, which is in Halacha Hay. Halacha Hay is strictly the kiyum kviyas basukah, and that's the keitzari mitzvasa, and Halacha Vav is the way it breaks down in terms of the chovas agavra of Maisa Dira. What is the Chovas HaGavra Maisa Dira, and where is the Isurim, and where is there a Kiyum? Where is there a Chova, an Isur, and a Kiyum? That's in Halacha Vav. But in Halacha Hey, he's giving you the whole institution of Kviyas Basukah, which is a Kiyum in Sukkah, and that's really the Derech Kiyum Mitzvasa. That's the Derech Kiyum Mitzvasa. But it's not the way, it's not commensurate with the chova of the Maasei Dira. That's pretty much like Tesis, exactly like Tesis. It's interesting.
Rabbi?
Yes.
When you
it's tied into it.
Right.
You can't view one without the other completely.
Yeah,
I mean,
the halacha of that if it weren't for the fact that the sukkah now has to be...
That's correct. That's correct.
I mean.
No. Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Without that basis, you wouldn't have it.
Right.
That's a good way to put it.
Right.
I mean, that's why halacha hey comes before halacha
yes,
vav.
Yes, yes, yes. I think you said that many years ago in the Rambam.
That's very possible.
Yeah.
Breaks it up. Explain the Rambam on Yeshiva B'sukkah. And the Rambam, we left that as a kasher. The Rambam Yeshiva Basukah Kolzman, it's mentioned in a few places. I may miss a place. If I do, let me know. But the Rambam in Alachi Perek Vav Alachi Yud Beis, Kolzman Sheikaneis Leishev Basukah Kol Shiva Mavarach Kodem Sheyeshev Asher Shem Sof Sivano Leishev Basukah. And then the well-known Rambam of standing during Kiddush. Okay. And he doesn't mention Kiddush and Shabbos, but Shabbos would be the same thing. It wouldn't make any difference. Because let's say Leli Yom Tov Rishon, he says. So Leli Yom Tov Rishon means Chava Shabbos, not Chava Shabbos. It wouldn't make any difference. So because the question came, the question came up on when we were up there.
Did you
but,
that in with
the
rush,
excuse me?
The rush.
Yeah. The rush is kasher. I'm trying to answer the rush is kasher. The Rambam is, what is this Rambam? Why did the Rambam suddenly grab onto Leishev Basuka? I mean, that was the Rosh's Kasha. Rosh's Kasha was, and what if the guy is Ochol, and he's Ochol, and he's homemade? I mean, he's also Chayiv in a Bracha. I mean, he's Ochol Basuka. He's Ochol Mishos Mishen Basuka Kol Shiva Ben Bim Bim Aleva. I mean, there's no question about it. So that was the Rosh's Kasha.
Rishon Chai. Ago, when the Rambam says in the beginning, "Calls the mancha yichnas leisha basuka," he doesn't mean the actual mitzvah yeshiva, but he means when you do your ma'isa dira in the sukkah.
That's correct.
And the kaddish umad b'leil rishon, you wanted to say the reason why leil rishon is different is because at that point you're rendering the sukkah as your makom kviyas for the whole chag. And that's why I said it's only the, that's why I said it's only the first night there.
So, well, what's kapach kviyasa?
Before you kviyas in the sukkah.
Before you kviyas in the sukkah.
Right.
B'shua sheyeshev basukkah. I mean, he means mitzvah sheshiva. And how about Aluch Yud Beis? Keita. Kol osam mitzvah bein sheyesach ovolov bein sheyenach ovolov maso salas mevach lasos oso salachem mevach alosiyah. Keta, lovash tefillin, mevarach lani ach tefillin. Nesatif atzitzis, mechul satif. Yoshev besukkum, v'alajya. Are you saying that we said it means yeshiva mamash?
Yeah.
Yeshiva meaning, keta di mitzvah say yeshiva besukkah.
Right.
She ochol v'shosu v'dor besukkah.
Right. I mean, that's what you said. I mean, I didn't say that.
I got to give it some more thought. But what I wanted to say was that what does the Rambam mean? What is Kodem Sheyeshev? What is Kodem Sheyeshev? Kolzman Sheyikones Leishev Basuka Kol Shiva Mavarech Kodem Sheyeshev. Ashekir Shemesov Isvano Leishev Basuka. So how are you interpreting that? Yeah. Before
Kviyas.
So as I'm saying, Nimtza Mekadesh Me'umad, Nimtza Mekadesh Me'umad means as a result of what I just said. You mean because of... Let me just tell you what I was thinking about. Let me work it out. What I was thinking about, what is the idea? Definitely the Rambam's idea of Yoshev, right? So what is the concept of Yoshev? The concept of Yoshev is that the yeshiva basuka is the gemar of knisa. Is the gemar of knisa. That's what yeshiva is. You see? In other words, apparently the Rambam held that if a person just walked into the sukkah and walked out, there'd be no bracha leishev basuka. Just walking in. You have to have a knisa has a termination. You entered the sukkah. When did you terminate your knisa? When you sat down. You see, sitting down is the termination of knisa la sukkah. Now, just a second. Is that? I don't think it contradicts what I was saying. Just give me a second. So, kodem. That's the only thing I wanted to add. But the question is, how do you interpret the Rambam? Does the Rambam mean, it doesn't really affect how you interpret the Rambam. And if the Rambam means only the first time, so it would be...
Rabbi?
Yes. Because then it would be over and over. It'd be too early. It's a good question. But when you make the bracha, you always make the bracha over l'asiyah. And like the Rav said, over means immediately before the asiyah. So over here, the asiyah is not nishlam until you sit down. There's nothing. There's nothing there when you until you sit down. That's the Gemara of the Knesset. So you always make the bracha right before the chalos of the asiyah. So that's why the Rambam says you don't make the bracha outside the sukkah and then walk in, because the knesa is not completed until you sit down. So therefore, you'll make it right before the chalos knesa. When is the chalos knesa? The moment the knesa finds its conclusion in something. In other words, I think that what the Rambam was grappling with is, where is the termination? There's a Maisa Knesa, because that's what the Rambam says. Kol zman sheyikanes leishev basoka. Okay? So there is a loch of Knesa l'sukkah. But the Knesa l'sukkah, when is the Knesa over? Is it the moment he finds himself inside the sukkah, standing inside the sukkah? That moment, the Rambam holds, is not really a Knesa. The guy just walks in and walks out. I mean, a Knesa has to be tied to some kind of a kvias because of the halacha, hey, ketzadi misa say yeshiva basukkah. So it can't just be that you walked in and you walked out, and that was the Knesa has to be tied to some kind of mitzvah of kvias basukkah based upon halacha, hey, ketzadi mitzvahs hayeshiva basukkah, ocho v'shosa. So the Rosh happens to be right that if the person was an Ocho V'Shosa and he was standing, then it's true the Achila itself would create a Gemar for his Knesa. That is true. That's the Rosh's Kasha, that even if he stands. Yeah, but that's not the Rambam saying. Rambam holds that Knesa itself is a mitzvah. Let's say I'm not an Ocho. So is Knesa itself a mitzvah? The Rambam says yes, it is a mitzvah. According to the Rosh's Kasha, is only that if the guy is omeid and he's ochel, which the Rambam would agree, but then his Knesa would find a different termination point. The termination point would be in the Maisa Dira. So Knesa could be terminated by Maisa Dira, that's true. But the Rambam holds that you don't need necessarily, if that were the case, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't have a mitzvah of Knesa stam. If a person walked into the sukkah and sat down in the sukkah, he wants to relax in the sukkah. There'd be no maisa mitzvah, yeshiva sukkah. That the Rambam could not accept. Because the Rambam knows that it's a lacha like ochel v'shosa, the dor b'sukkah. So if it's dor also, not just achila, so where's the maisa mitzvah of dor? How does that work? Where's the maisa mitzvah? So the Rambam held that Knesa is the mitzvah. But Knesa has a termination. The termination of Knesa is yeshiva. So that's why the Rambam held that over lasiyasa will be kodem shiyeshev. It's true he's going to eat, but the moment he sits down, he's mekayim Knesa, whether he eats or not. Do you follow what I'm saying? Okay. That's what I wanted to add. I wanted to add that idea. But now the question is, what Mendy's raising is the question we learned last time. Is it the first time? That's a good question. Is it only the first time, the first Knesa, where he's kaveh himself? Or is it every Knesa? It is disturbing. Of course, he says, Le'lei Rishon. Nimsa Makadish Mumad Mavarch Leshiv Basukha Vyoshev Vakach Mavarch Osman.
And
Kapa says Lele Rishon,
but what about Kiddush during the day?
Yo, it should
be the same thing.
I mean Kiddush Rabbah.
Yeah.
And what about Achila also? I mean, that's true. What we're saying now is a different story than we said last time. Got to check it out. What we're saying now is that the Rambam held that for every unit, if every unit is a separate chovas mitzvah, and you don't have to necessarily eat. So that's why the Rambam says, Kodem Shiyeshev, for a simple reason. Because it's true in terms of achilah if you'd be omeid like the Rush says, and you can't argue on that. That the Rambam definitely wouldn't argue on that. If a person walks in a sukkah and he stands when he eats, he's definitely chayav in leishiv sukkah. The Rambam doesn't know leishiv means to sit down, because Rambam says openly that the he quotes the pasuk number osodemus beso oravus because he says shenema basukas teishvu. Teishvu means kriyas, doesn't mean sit down. But what the Rambam is saying is that dira itself, the Rambam is ocho v'shosa v'dor basukah. Bein bayom bein balayla, k'der shudor b'beisim, v'shem osashama. So dor is not achila, and it's not shesiyah, and it's not shina, it's dor. So what does dor mean? It means if he goes in the sukkah and he relaxes in the sukkah. That's dor. He's sitting in the sukkah. So the Rambam holds before Kodem Shiyeshiv, because the Rambam maintains that it's true he's going to be an ochel, and then he'd be chayev if he were standing, but if he sits down, he's going to complete his knisa. And if he completes his knisa, so then it's not going to be over lasi yasa to the knisa, to the maisa knisa. That's what I wanted to say this time. I don't want to say now. But the question is it only the Rambam only hold the first knisa? Because the first knisa is a koveya. I remember he said it last time. It came back to me. But it's something we should, I'm giving you another possibility, something we should think into. In other words, the question is simply like this. Is Halacha Yudbeis an extension of Halacha Hey, or is Halacha Yudbeis an extension of Halacha Vav? That's the question, right?
Yeah.
That's the question. Is Kodem Sheyeshev because he wasn't kaveh himself yet?
Right.
So he wasn't kaveh himself yet.
Right.
So the yeshiva is a maisa kvias. You would have to say that that's correct. That's correct. I mean, you would have to say that the word yeshiv is going to be used in two senses in the Rambam. Kol zman sheyikanes leishiv basukah. It's going to be a little tough because, yeah, I mean, kol zman sheyikanes leishiv basukah kol shiva. Mevarch kodem sheyeshiv and nimsa mekadesh meumad has to go back on what he said before. But, I mean, I think what we're saying now is definitely a possibility that the yeshiva is the gemara of the knesa. That would answer the Rush's question. So the Rush's question was, Momad, if he's Ochel Momad, yeah, Ram would agree Ochel Momad. But Ochel Momad, the achila can terminate the knesa also. Any maisa dira can terminate the knesa. But yeshiva is dar. Yeshiva is dar, so yeshiva will terminate the knesa. So that's why he says you have to do it over lasi yaso before you complete the maisa knesa, which is dar. That's what we're saying this time.
Rabbi,
yes.
Why wouldn't the
Amiras Kiddush
be?
Sure, that's true. That happens to be a good observation, a good point, that the Rambam does not maintain that Kiddush itself has a din of Kiddush. That's a very good point. That the Rambam does not maintain that the Amiras HaKiddush itself has a din of Dira, even though halachically Kiddush is the Ascholas HaSuda, it's the Ascholas HaKvias. I mean, that's a good question. You're asking a question, really. That since Kiddush is really in Kiddush Al Makam Suda, so Kiddush is really considered a component. That's why Kiddush is usually B'Yeshiva. The Rambam himself holds Kiddush as B'Yeshiva. Because Kiddush should be Mitzuruf to the Achila, and therefore it should be part of the Kviyas of Achila. So you're asking a question. Your question is, if that's the case, so how does it help you if you're Amid, but the fact is, you already started Kiddush. You started your Kviyas. So apparently the Rambam holds that it's true Kiddush is halachically an extension of Suda. But Dira Basukha is a different framework. Dira is Kedar Shadar Kolimei Hashanah. Kolimei Hashanah. And there can't be any Amira, which the Amira itself has to be Mitzuruf to the to the yeshiva, to the yeshiva, I'm sorry, to the yeshiva of the Suda, of the Suda. And that's why it has to be yeshiva to be mitzuruf. But it's not halachically defined as maisa dira. It doesn't qualify for maisa dira. You can't say an amira is a maisa dira. You can say it's mitzuruf and it's an extension of the Suda. Like the Rav wanted to say, Birchas HaMazon is an extension of Suda. That's very nice, but the Rambam would hold, Dira you can't make out of it. You can't make it into a Maisa Dira. It's an extension under a halachic framework. If you ask, what's the halachic framework of Suda? It begins with Kiddush, Brachos, like the all the Rashas. Doesn't the Rash say, Ach Hashem Avarech, because he's Maschil the Suda? He's Maschil the Suda, the Rosh says, yeah. Right? Yeah. See, the Rosh is where Kriyas is the objective framework. The Rosh says that you should make the Lashon HaSukkah after Yom Avarech, right? What is it, after or before? I'm trying to remember now. After, he quotes one sheet, after Maschil the Suda. After Maschil the Suda. Right. Because the bracha is Aschal HaSuda. But in terms of Dira, it's still over Las Yasa. Yeah, because in Dira, you didn't do Achila yet. The Rosh would also from that same Svara. So it's true, there are certain things that are extensions, but they're extensions under different frameworks. If you ask the halachic framework of Suda, is Bracha is part of the Suda, and the Suda itself, and Berchus HaMazon, that's all part of the Suda. But you can't convert it into a Maisa Dira. Dira remains exclusively Maisa Dira. That makes sense. Okay, that's what I want to say to Rama.
That's what the Hashanah seems to be. That he helps us because it refers to all the protagonists throughout Jewish history. And that's really what's their objective. And at the end of the whole Hashanah, he said, Laman Das Kalam.
That's correct. That's the right. I mentioned that. That, yes, I came back to that because, you see, what I said was, if you take a look, two things, one second, then Henoch pointed out something else. Just give me a second out there. I mentioned that. I mean, it really should be at the end of the other tape, but maybe somebody could splice it in. But if you take a look at the tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech, and in that sense, I really think, I mean, I really feel that everybody has the wrong slant. Because everybody looks at us being fortunate because of the fact that we're the Amma Nivchar, and it's wonderful that the other almost all of them should serve us, and we're the favorite one. And the whole purpose of the other umos accepting God is so that we should be number one. I mean, that's a total distortion, the complete distortion of the Yadis. And it's all for us. That it's all for us. So what do we have to do all these mitzvahs for everybody else? Is that circular reasoning? I mean, we're doing all this for everybody else in order that we should be number one. I mean, it's totally nonsensical, and it's against Kol Tarkova. It's against the whole Torah. It means that our whole existence is based on our responsibility to be Muslim. And I mentioned the Shivim Kabanas on the Chag HaSukkos. But even more, what you have is what Mendy mentioned, with Man Das Kol Amei Arts. Yeah, that's really the tefillah of Shlomo Melech. And there's an interesting radak. See, the tefillah of Shlomo Melech is, it says in Melachim Aleph Ches, Vayamod Vayavarech is Kol Kal Yisrael Minei. That's his maschil with shvach hashamakom, and the shvach hashamakom that's appropriate for this event. Then he starts with a tefillah. Here, Hashem lakini monika shehayim avasenu al yasvenu al yichinu, that the hashgacha should be with us. And then he goes on. And what kind of hashgacha are we looking for? The hashgacha is, in general, of course, but The main thing, Lahatos of Avenu Elov, Lalachas Pchal Duracha, Valishman Mitzvosa, Vachukov Mishpata Vashasiva Savasenu, which is that we should be, have the good fortune of having the Ashkacha set before us the path which is best, most conducive for our Bechira to function. Because if we're under the laws of chance, that's not good. That's not good enough. Because under the laws of chance, so it's not Padach Shodom Rotz Lelech. Malichnoso, there's no Ashgacha. So you could encounter events that are favorable for your Bechira, and you could not encounter such events. So when a person is Bocha Betov, so then God sets the path, that the path should be won. He doesn't help him in terms of exercising his Bechira, that God never interferes with. But he gives him opportunities for Bechira, opportunities where the soul can attain its ultimate heights. So that's why he says, Lahatos Lavainu Elov. Then he says, Yud Varela Sheshanant, Yosnid Hashem Krovna, Hashem Lakin Yomo Velaila, Lasos Mishpat Avdo Mishpat Amo Dvayom Biyomo. What is that? What's Mishpat Avdo Mishpat Amo? So the Radak says that over here Mishpat doesn't mean justice. It means Lasos Mishpatenu, Upirish Mishpat Bamakamaze, Kimo Kim Mishpat Abonos Yasela. That he has to supply her with her needs. Vadomalo, Klomar, he says, Loses Lonad Vayom Biyomo, to supply us with our daily needs. Mashan Srichan, Lashpia Lano Atova, to give us the good, Ulashamrenu Meira, and to guard us against bad. Ubaze, he says, Yedu Kol Ame Haoretz, Ki Hashem Ulakim, Ki Advekim Bo, Svei Tova, Venishmar Meira. He says, that's the Laman Das. Laman Das is the final culmination. Why are we asking for this? Not for ourselves. We're not deserving. But we're asking for it, Laman Das Kol Amei Aretz, Ki Hashem Ol Akim. Because if we are supplied with our necessities, then this will be something that moves the Umos Olam into recognizing that there's Hashgachas Hashem for those that go follow in his ways. So that's Laman, and that's the Laman Das Kolam Asker Hashem Olakimeinot. So I mean, that's the whole tefillah. The whole tefillah is the Laman Das is telling you why. Ultimately, why are we mispal for these things? So you see clearly. I mean, that it's unfortunate, but our whole understanding of our role is completely thwarted. Because of our ego, which is simply always, the ego of man is always very happy to take something for itself and to self-glorification. And that's a total distortion, complete distortion. I mean, it's distortion of all the Divrei Nevi'im, really, if you just read the Divrei Nevi'im. Yeah.
With
Hashgachas revealed, you mean? That's correct. And you have it again. Howie brought to my attention the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Shaftamayim Mitzvasamayim Yeshua, that the secrets will be revealed. The next Pasuk is Amatam Bayamahu Hodel Hashem Kiru Vishmo Odiu Va'amim Alivasov Haskiru Kiniskav Shmo Zamar Hashem Kigeis Osam Mudah Zos B'chol Oratz. So, again, the Navi constantly echoes that idea. But it's a total distortion of people who think that it's just for us. I mean, we're the favorite ones, and that's why the whole system is just to give us the good. I mean, the whole system is really for the entire world. It's the purpose of the whole system. If we are in line with that, if we're in line with that objective, then we'll be must be a tova. But if we're not in line with that objective, we're not deserving of it. Then it's just arrogance, just gaiva, and we don't deserve anything. It's just common nationalism and vainglory and egocentricity. I mean, all people have that. That's not, Klal Yisrael is not meant to have that. It's a completely different kind of existence, and on a completely different, higher, qualitatively higher level. And that's what the Navi demands of Klal Yisrael. It's a big demand. It's a big demand because you see, you can see yourself how little this idea has penetrated people. I mean, it's completely the opposite. It's used for people's own selfish vainglory and arrogance. I mean, that's the whole way they sense it is completely distorted. And we won't be zocha unless we straighten out the idea. I mean, it has to be straightened out. We have to be in line with the reality of the whole system. It's a magnificent reality, a very lofty reality, and something that goes against man's nefesh abahami. I mean, the instinctual part of man does not like it. And that's why basically it's so difficult. It's a completely opposite of man's natural tendencies. All right.